This is Bruce Swedeen speaking to you on my new Royer R122 active ribbon mic from the Hit Factory in New York City, Studio 2. And I want to talk a little bit about ribbon microphones in general, but the first thing I should probably talk about is this incredible new Royer R122. I have a pair of them, and of course I do an awful lot of stereo microphone technique, one of my favorites being Bloomline Pair, and the figure of eight or bidirectional ribbon mic is absolutely ideal for this technique. One thing I'd like to say about the R122, though, is I've never heard anything better in a ribbon mic than the R122 ever. And now, I'm not an easy guy to impress. I've been everywhere, heard everything, but this mic is really, really wonderful. It's my new favorite ribbon microphone. Now, I use ribbon microphones and always have for their warmth and sweet sounding high frequency response, but I have to say there is something truly unique about the R122's sound quality. I just used my 122s as overhead mics with Omar Hakim playing drums on the new Jennifer Lopez album that I'm here in New York working on, and we're absolutely bouncing off the walls. We were so thrilled with the sound. When we did the first playback, Omar came into the control room, sat down and listened, and his eyes got as big as saucers. The sound is glorious. Here's something that's kind of interesting about Royer microphones in an application for them that I would not normally use a ribbon mic for, and that is recording rock and roll guitars. I've used my Royer R121s close to the amp. I mean, seriously close to a Marshall stack with the amp cranked, and the sound is to die. It's just the proximity effect stays, and it's got low end and presence and really sounds wonderful. And my pals with Aerosmith, they take their Royer mics out on the road with them. Now, I was very reluctant, and I would never put a ribbon mic in front of a rock and roll guitar amp. This is one mic that you can do that with. Surprise the daylights out of me. I'm really thrilled to see what Royer is doing with ribbon microphones and seeing their success in the industry, because I absolutely love the Royer ribbon microphones. So much so that I had a special Anvil case made just for my Royer ribbons, and they literally go with me wherever I go to do a project. Quincy says, moving me from studio to studio is like moving the Fifth Army, and that's true. I own 105 microphones in 20 Anvil cases. I only have about 12 Anvil cases here on this project, but it's a good little part of my microphone collection. The Royer ribbons are so important to me and important to what I'm trying to do that I had a special Anvil case made just for them. The best way to put it, I guess, is that Royer really nailed it with the R122. Now, if I remember back a few years ago, there was an active ribbon mic, or at least some experiments with making an active ribbon mic, but until this incredible mic, I don't think it's ever been done properly. And I want to just stress the fact that this is not just a great microphone, there is something really unique about it. Perhaps it has something to do with the output transformer or the quality of the amp or coupling the ribbon to the amplifier. I don't know for sure, but one thing I do know is that I love the sound of this microphone. It is to die.